Hey, the world seems particularly crazy at the moment, doesn't it? So often it's over there, though, in a faraway place. But right now, it's pretty crazy for us here in Aotearoa. Everywhere we turn, we're faced with the reality that life has significantly changed, eh? I mean, we are wearing masks, which can feel a bit like a barrier to connecting with people. We're getting vaccinated as adults to protect ourselves and others. We're constantly scanning our whereabouts. We're cancelling plans and are longing but unable to travel. And perhaps worse than this is that we're pretty sure Delta COVID is about to surge through Aotearoa, including New Plymouth, and we're not sure what that will mean for our own bodies, nor of those that we love. Everywhere we turn, we're hearing about the number for the day, the boundary changes, the vaccine numbers up, the vaccine numbers down there. This place to take a test, this place, that place to take a test, the pain of lockdowns, the importance of lockdowns, encouragement to care for ourselves, encouragement to care for others, as well as that family member or colleague with a directly opposing view. The world seems to be becoming increasingly polarised. People are either on this side or that side in all sorts of different ways, and it's been increasingly like that for a few years, I think. What might be on God's heart for a polarised world? In recent history, the church at large has focused on right thinking or right beliefs. A more helpful approach is to consider right actions for our actions and our outworkings of our beliefs. And an even more helpful approach is to consider right emotions or our passions. This encompasses the way we feel, relate, act and think. We talk as a church about making the world a better place. That's great, but it can seem a bit too out there, trying to change stuff. Whereas the church is also concerned with growing people with passions and emotions that make us a better place for the world. So not just making the world a better place, but us a better place for the world. And for a polarized world with people on this side or that, the fruit of the Spirit, the very nature of God and ways of God and passions of God, I believe, have something to say to us. We know what kindness is. Kindness is something that's fairly easy to grasp, much harder to do or be, especially in a polarized world, especially when we've been hurt, especially when we might disagree. In our story in the Bible this morning, we saw three disciples in action. Let's first of all consider Mary. From the similar stories in the other biographies of Jesus' life, i.e. the other gospel writers, we can build a bit of a picture of Mary. It's possible that Mary had either made some poor decisions in life that ended up in her being labelled a sinner, a bad person, or more likely she's somebody who had been taken advantage of by powerful people. Oh, I had some balloons I was going to blow up. Blow it, huh? No pun intended. Oh, are you happy to blow up a couple of balloons? That'll be great. Then I might come back to that. Would you be happy to do that? Oh, no, not to hand out necessarily. I was going to have a couple blowing up here. Oh, yeah, that'll be great. Thank you. You guys got lots of hot air to blow? Yeah, great. Thank you. This is a good sibling exercise as well. I'll come back to that. So, here's Mary, who's possibly been quite hurt. But even after what she's been through, and even when the men here around the table for dinner here start being mean to her by complaining about her, Mary keeps doing the right thing. Mary does the kindest thing. She recognises Jesus as her rabbi, her master. And she wants to do what he does, and she wants to become more like him. That's what disciples do. And she uses perfume worth, get this, about at least 30,000 New Zealand dollars. Not to pay some bullies to hurt the people who had hurt her, but to show her honour and respect and affection for Jesus. Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet. She was taking the place of a disciple, a learner. And Jesus allowing this was pretty risky. It was unusual for a woman in first century Judaism to be accepted by a teacher as a disciple. But Mary's emotions and passions and actions were that of a disciple. Okay, I reckon that'll be right. Have we got two? Or four, have we?
Six.
Oh, there we go. I know what's next. Eight. Could I have them up here and maybe have some volunteers? That would be really neat. In pairs. Here we go. I'm not sure this is going to work, but I'll see. We'll see. Are you coming up to volunteer as well, Prat? Oh, you might quite enjoy this. Yeah, Connor, you come up. Do you want to do it anymore? You don't have to say anything. You grab a balloon. Yep, that's it. Ruth, do you want to come and join up with Prat?
I don't like popping balloons.
Oh, it's no popping. Well, unless you're really rough. No, you'll be all right. Okay, here we go. Oh, I got another. This is perfect, actually. This is going to work out. This could work. Okay. So, what I need. So, you two Mannings can go there. The Gaineses can come over here. The Lenans can come over here.
We can beat them.
Right, I'm going to go with who do I reckon is going to most help my cause? Mouse, you were in front of Jacob. Emily, you're in front of Connor. No, Connor, you're in front of Emily. No, facing that way. Emily, you come back here. Here we go. And you guys, I think it could go either way. Doesn't matter. Here we go. So stand like this. Okay, here we go. Little example. Here we go. Right, so you've both got a balloon. I'd like the person at the back to use the balloon in some way to just hit the person in front of you. And then you're going to swap position. No, yeah, away you go. Yeah. Oh, gee, man. Okay, you guys are nothing like my family. Oh, gee. I was concerned the balloons might pop. Okay, sweet. Okay, now you can swap.
Can we swap?
See, I knew this was going to happen.
Just say go.
I'm not saying go. I'm not going to say go. I just want to see what happens. Do you want to do anything with that balloon? Oh, you have been. Do you want to do anything with that balloon, Connor? No, you don't want to? Mouse, come
Thank
on.
You.
Oh, you do want to now. Okay. Sweet as. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Game over. Grab a seat. Yeah. There wasn't much there. But I just was trying to pull out, how do I pull out the point of if we're hurt, how do we often want to respond? By hurting back, right? And that's what Mary, who has been hurt, does not do. When we've been hurt, it's hard, but it's possible to act with kindness, like disciple Mary. When we've been hurt, it's hard, but it's possible to act with kindness, like disciple Mary. So what about those other so-called disciples in the story? These disciples disagreed with Mary's actions. They were angry, and in their anger, they were unkind. In front of Mary, they said, "Why all this waste? This perfume could have been sold for a large amount and the money given to the poor." So if you were Mary, how would you feel about your gift being spoken of like this?
Stink.
What's that?
Stink.
You'd feel stink. Okay. Yep. Yeah, you'd feel pretty down. Yeah.
Well, Jesus is probably going to stand up for me and he'll tell the disciples to
See, okay, yeah, well, yeah, someone knows the story, yeah? That's, yeah, so thinking Jesus is going to help stand up for you? Yeah.
They were just really jealous of the gift.
That's what you would think. They're just really jealous of the gift. Yeah, okay. I'd probably go down more the angry, upset feeling way. But yeah, that's cool. Yeah. So from Jesus' response to them, disagreeing with how the alabaster jar and the perfume was used wasn't the issue. It was how they were disagreeing. Instead of ranting, why all this waste, and giving selfish opinions on other ways the money could have been spent, they could have watched and listened. They could have observed Jesus at work, asked questions peaceably about what was happening and why, with an attitude of seeking to understand rather than demanding to be understood. And far too often it's like this in our polarized world, where differences appear to be things we need to attack or retreat from rather than engage with or coexist with kindness. Imagine lunchtimes at school if hurts and disagreements were met with kindness. Imagine if Facebook or comment sections or talkback were filled with people responding to different ideas with kindness. Hard to imagine. When we disagree, it's hard to act with kindness like these other disciples showed. But acting kindly when we disagree is evidence of God's life in our lives. And so back to our story, what about Jesus? Well, Jesus recognized that Mary was doing something really special. Who knows, maybe he felt uncomfortable. But if he did, I'm probably just putting myself in those shoes, but if he did, he was still kind to Mary and to himself to receive an act of kindness. Sometimes it's hard to receive, but we can, and that's kind too. And Jesus shows kindness by stopping the two disciples, as Connor said, from causing more hurt. He says, why are you bothering this woman? It's a fine and beautiful thing that she has done for me. In the Bible, there's a letter written to churches in the area called Galatia. In it, the Apostle Paul says that kindness is a fruit of the Spirit. God's very life in people produces kindness. And so when we give kindness and when we receive kindness, there God is. God is at work. Kindness, wherever it is experienced, is proof or evidence of the very nature and essence of God at work. Sometimes we'll see God through solid disciples like Mary. Sometimes we'll see God through people we might have thought are far away from God. But kindness, wherever it is experienced, is of God. And God is there and at work. Kindness is in God's very nature. In our polarized, uncertain world, we will be hurt. We will be disagreed with. In these times, what sort of disciple of Jesus will we be? Will we be like disciple Mary, acting with kindness despite the hurt? Will we be like the other disciples, reacting angrily when difference is present? We can ask God for help in showing kindness to people we interact with. Like noticing the wind, but not being able to see it, may we notice kindness and realize this is God at work. And may that flow into praise of God for being real in the world today. May we act with kindness when we feel hurt, trusting God that God is in the midst of it all. And may we act with kindness when we disagree with people. It's just what a polarized, hurting, and uncertain world needs right now. We have a bit of time to ponder this stuff. So I love this song by 10th Avenue North. It refers to love, but I think of it more as loving kindness. So when you see love, think kind. So we're going to play this video. And after that, I'm keen to hear your thoughts, comments, questions.